Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first proper. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sold up.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
Oh, hello, duels. Hello, Anita M. Buckham here. How are you? We are here today to talk about, real quick, to pay our respects to one of my favorite actresses of all time, stage and screen, Miss Jane Russell.
Excuse me, Anita. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, everybody, my good friend Joe is here. My best bubba Joe. Gina Marie is having some spousal issues, so right. She couldn't be here. But my good friend Joe is here. What were we going to say?
Yeah, Don't. We're not. We're actually here for not for Jane Russell, but for Bea Arthur, who just recently passed away. Do you know? You know
Bea what?
Arthur? Yeah, Bea Arthur, like from Maude, Golden Girls.
Passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, so. That lesbian.
Well, we don't. I don't think she was lesbian.
Oh, no,
lesbian.
I'm pretty sure she was lesbian.
Okay.
I'm pretty positive. I mean, really, I didn't even know she passed away.
Yes, she just passed away.
Is she okay?
No. She's not okay. By passed away, I mean she died.
Well,
she's
didn't no they take her to the hospital or something?
They may have. I don't know the specifics of it, but she didn't make it.
Oh, that poor doll. Oh, yes, God. Yeah. Oh, God. So, well, we should pay respects. Should we take a second?
All right. Let's
all take a second to remember that Beatrice Arthur. Hold on. Okay. Well, I'll take a second.
Okay.
Oh, all right. That's horrible.
That is, yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah. Well, at least she's doing good now.
Yeah, most likely she is. I mean, yeah, so we just thought we'd, get together and just talk about, well, I know, you know, being a showgirl, and she was a showgirl for many, many years.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we were not on the same plane. I mean, to be honest, I mean,
I mean, there were quite a few parallels between your careers, actually. I mean, the way your career is taking off now. I mean, Bea Arthur didn't get started, really hit it big until she had the TV show Maude, which didn't happen until the mid-70s, which was very middle-aged for her.
I wouldn't watch it. Wouldn't watch it.
Right. Do you remember it?
Well, I remember they used to talk about all those issues. They would talk about, you know, when I would tune in every week, they would talk about all the different things. They would,
abortions
and all that, and the facelifts, and male practice, and manic depression, all that.
They dealt with a lot of things on
they
there.
They did. I wouldn't watch it, though. I wouldn't watch it.
Right.
Wouldn't watch it.
I mean, but she did. You know, much like you are hitting it big now, middle-aged in your career.
Wow.
Well, I mean, she's been in the business for a long time. So,
all right. Well, that's
and
a,
like you,
well,
also, right?
I find it hard that you're comparing her and I. I mean, it's like apples and oranges. I mean, we're nothing alike. I mean, she's very straw jaw-lined. Very strong jaw. I mean, she's 7 feet tall, 8 feet tall?
I mean, you're very tall.
Well, that's because I used to model. It has nothing to do with my looks.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not saying physically. I'm just saying, you know, your career paths are somewhat similar. That's really all the only thing I'm
saying. All right.
So,
well, do you remember Maude? Did you? I mean, you're young.
You're young,
Bubba.
Maude was a little bit before my time, but I do remember Bea Arthur from Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
I did watch that show.
Yeah.
I watched that show religiously.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, that was like, our family would watch Golden Girls every Saturday night, I think it was on,
And the funny thing is, I was up for one of the roles in that show.
Mm.
And, I wasn't really up for the role, it wasn't like I auditioned, but I saw the show.
Right.
And I said to myself, I could be on that show.
Right.
I mean, at that time,
you
I was younger.
Kind of young, yeah.
You know, well, I mean...
You could be the cute young neighbor, maybe, that comes over to see the ladies.
Exactly. You could play the daughter of, you know, Blanche
Devereaux
or something.
There you go. Yes, there was a character that was her daughter.
That would have been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And then that show also hit on a lot of issues that is surprising for a network TV show in the 80s. I mean...
Well, I was shocked because I remember the first season, the first half of it or something, right?
Yeah.
They had that homosexual maid
They
or something.
They did. They had
and
a male
I didn't know
maid.
If I could watch that and then show up to church that week. I didn't
right.
know if it was okay or not.
Right.
But they really paved the way for any homosexual maids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, there's no voice for them.
It took off.
There is no voice for those homosexual maids.
Mm-hmm.
There
That's
isn't
true.
Out there. And she started it.
She started it.
She started
mm-hmm.
it.
I mean, she started it.
Not that I would hire a homosexual maid, but I mean...
No. But
I wouldn't want it in my house, is all I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's just like, not in my house.
I mean, Bea Arthur was seen as a feminist, and one of the first feminists on TV, really, standing up for women's rights, having being a single mother on TV and stuff like that. It was pretty groundbreaking.
Well, I'd have to say that it's true. It was very groundbreaking, and I think one of the most important things that she did bring to feminism was fashion.
Mm.
And I really, the one thing I did appreciate about her, other than, you know, I felt like, she was no competition in the looks department, was that
right.
I wore, during my depression, after my first husband left me, Charlie Rondinelli, couldn't have kids.
Yeah.
I couldn't have children, so he left me. But I wore all of those things that she wore in
the
Golden Girls.
Right.
Absolutely. From like 1983 to 1986 around there. And the long coat that covered everything.
Very
it was kind
flowy,
of like, right, exactly. It was kind of like the poor woman's house coat.
Right.
But fancy.
But classy.
But fancy.
Classy, yeah,
exactly.
Classed up.
And I could it had the buttons and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I had my...
big chunky jewelry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was a seamstress down over here on, what's the avenue? I think she was on 28th at the time, but now she's over on Ditmars. I had her designing everything that Bea Arthur wore on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the things. Some of them, really, I can't even believe they let them on TV. But
right.
The things that would cover all the weight I had gained, I definitely wore it.
Mm.
Definitely. So I appreciate it for that. I really do.
Right. And then also, after the Golden Girls, she had a one-woman show for a long time. Do you have any ambitions to maybe do a one-woman show someday? Or
well, it's funny you ask, because Gina Marie Ritali, my best bubba.
Right.
Best bubba. We perform all those shows together. She's actually not here today.
Right.
And I may have been exaggerating about the whole spousal thing, you know, the whole issues with her spouse, Frankie. I actually didn't tell her about today.
Oh.
I feel like she's bringing me down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So I am trying to schedule performances and interviews on times when I know she can't make it.
Okay.
For example, this last Saturday, I don't know if anybody was there, the New School University invited us to perform for some event over there. And I didn't tell Gina Marie right away until I knew she had something scheduled.
Oh, she's very busy with
work. She's working over at Aphrodite Construction in Lumber, which I don't understand. But she had a christening she had to go to out in Long Island. I think it was her cousin's stepsister's daughter or something like that.
Mm.
And so she went to the christening, and I said, well, then there's no way you're going to be able to do the show. I'll have to do it by myself. So I went out and I did the show by myself, and it was a huge success. It was my first solo gig.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I was blown away by myself.
Right.
Really, I couldn't believe it, how well I did, if I do say so.
I wanted to be there, but I wasn't able to get
well,
out from work myself. But.
Again, it wasn't something I wanted anyone to know about because Gina wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now that I know
right.
that I don't need anybody else, especially Gina Marie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've seen her shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
really.
I think she's talented. She has
well,
a lot to offer the show.
She only has one boobie.
Right.
You know, I shouldn't be talking about her like this, and I will say this about Gina Marie.
Okay.
She is the B author to my Rue McClanahan.
Right.
So.
Right. Fair enough. That's a great comparison, I think. It's very good. So you could see yourself maybe having a one-woman show on Broadway someday?
Honey, I already had a one-woman show on Saturday. Who
right.
knows? The sky's the limit now.
That's true.
You know, Gina Marie better get with it. Ship up or shape out is what I say.
Well, speaking of shows, you are having a show coming up, is that right?
Mm.
You and Gina Marie this time.
Right. This isn't... Well, if I can finagle it, I'll make it a one-woman show. I'm not sure if I'll be able to. But we do have a show coming up at the Duplex.
That's right.
May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's called One Night Only, starring Anita M. Buffum, myself, and the other one. And we're doing all of our old favorites, a couple new ones, and You're going to love it, really. I mean, really.
I'm excited. I can't wait to
I'm so excited, too, because it's just one night.
Right.
So no pressure. It's not like we're doing a big tour like we did 25 years ago, the all-night strut, where we have to learn lines, and we have to make sure we look good every night. This is just one night. So it's really, we're never going to see these people again.
Right.
You know, so we don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But
you're going to be great regardless.
Oh, absolutely. Hello, honey. Right. Honey, please.
Yeah.
I just hope I don't get that fatigue again.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about
it. I hope I don't get that fatigue. Well, so far it is not chronic syndrome.
Well, that's good.
But it could turn out that way. Mm-hmm. Our manager Trish is working us to the bone again.
Right.
And I really hope I don't get the chronic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Well, it's good that you're just taking it one show at a time. It's not... You know, I think last summer you had multiple shows, and that's going to lead to fatigue. So
I don't know how I caught it. Yeah. I don't know who had it around
Someone
me.
Must have
I don't
came
know
to the
if
show.
I shared a drink with somebody, but I caught the fatigue, and it was over from there. It really was. Mm-hmm. For months, I was just tired. I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. I thought I had that mononucleus, and I just, you know, you do what you do, and I'm gonna power through it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's I would do what Biafra would do.
Right.
Strong like a bull, that Biafra.
Yes.
And so am I, really. Yeah,
that's right.
Although she didn't make it this last time. Right. So maybe that's not a very good comparison.
Well, for most of her life she did, you know, and eventually everybody doesn't. So,
Before we end, can I just say this?
Sure.
I just hope I don't look like that on my way out.
No.
It doesn't matter how much talent you have.
Right.
Honey.
Right.
I want it to be an open casket, but don't. Joey, Bubba, if I look like that on my way out, please let them shut the casket.
Okay, I promise.
Please.
We'll put a nice picture
right on. Burn me first, spread me around, and then have people come and look at a picture of me. Please.
Right. That's the way to go. You got to go with a picture because
Well, and especially I think from my era now, because I think I look better than I've ever looked before. Mm-hmm. And that's something I would say for any woman, not any woman, myself. I just want to make sure I look good on my way out. That's all I'm concerned with. All I'm concerned, if I learned anything from Biafra, that's what it is. Look good on your way out. Forget the talent.
All right. Well, again, we thank you and Anita for being here with us.
And thank everybody for listening. This is a very sensitive subject, I'm sure, for many people.
And we're all...
Many people.
We're all saddened by the loss of the great B. Arthur,
But you know what we do have is we do have the reruns of the Golden Girls.
That's
and those
true.
Are our memories.
That's
what's important. What's important.
That's right. So... We will, and I'm going to check out Maude. I've never actually seen it, but I'm gonna check it out now.
Don't.
Okay.
Did you see what she looks like in that show?
Right. Yeah. But it might be funny. It's just...
Well, what's funny is how she looks in that show.
I know.
It's half the reason I didn't tune in when it was on the end.
Right. All right. Well, maybe I'll check it out anyway. But don't forget to check out Anita and Gina live at the Duplex on
May
23rd.
Tickets go on sale this week.
This week they're going on sale. There's going to be more information about that on the website or...
Somewhere. I don't even know. On the dot coms or something.
.coms. Check out our website.
I think it's this Saturday, though, or next Monday or something. I don't even know.
Okay.
Sometime soon they're going to go on sale.
You'll find out more information about that as it's released. So thank everybody. Thank you everybody for listening.
And thank you, Joe, for being here with me today.
No problem. I appreciate it.
It's been a good time.
It has been a great time. So check out SunnyMorningMimosa.com for all the information on the show and other upcoming events for this summer. And we will talk to you soon. Thank
you,
everybody.
We love you, Bubba. It's all right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. My heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. If you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, it would be the biggest gift would be from me, and the heart attacks would